Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle, in Berlin, Germany. Chris, despite Bayern's Robert Lewandowski making history in the Champions League versus RB Salzburg, the defending champions dropped points once again when they hit the Bundesliga pitch.
Yes, when it comes to Robert Lewandowski, his story that left him making history in the Champions League was the fact that he scored the fastest hat trick in the competition's history. It only took him 23 minutes to score a hat trick versus RB Salzburg. I mean, they made light work of them in that fixture on the way to the next round, but that's not why I'm here. And that's not the bigger news. The bigger news is that luck wasn't on their side, according to their captain, Manuel Neuer, against Hoffenheim. You know, they leave the pitch with the draw, their second match in a row, dropping points. And the sad thing is they have quite the winning history versus Hoffenheim. They beat up Hoffenheim, scoring 4 goals in the previous 2 encounters. But this latest one, a lot of missed opportunities, you know, a few goals called back. Thomas Müller had 2 goals. Lewandowski had 1 ruled out, and Serge Gnabry hit the post. You know, anytime Bayern drop points in the way like this, it gives the second horse in the race, Dortmund, of course, hope. You know, but all in all, Hoffenheim has been quite the team this season. They are fighting for a Europa League spot, so they're not an easy task, and they proved a point, you know, against Bayern Munich. Although, I do have to give Manuel Neuer's words a bit of credibility, because obviously when you have goals ruled back and ruled out and so forth, it does hurt your chances. But Bayern are going to have to get it together if they want to maintain the gap they have on Dortmund. We can't forget Dortmund have a match to make up, and Bayern Munich's next opponent is Union Berlin, you know, the one club in the capital that Germans can be proud of, you know, the one side that's performing. So that could be an interesting fixture, you know, but all in all, Bayern are in sort of a rut when it comes to the Bundesliga right now.
Dortmund's Erling Haaland returned from injury in their win over Arminia Bielefeld. Will Haaland help Dortmund disrupt the standings, Chris?
I think it comes down to 2 things. His fitness, you know, is he back healthy? We've seen him return at one point, you know, and then it determined to be kind of premature. He's been out since January, this abductor injury he's been dealing with. If he is healthy, you know, the numbers don't lie. Erling Haaland is fire. You know, he's instant offense on the pitch. You know, despite checking in against Bielefeld around just past the hour mark, it wasn't Haaland, you know, that was a difference maker. I mean, the result was already settled. Marius Wolf tapped in, you know, the only goal. And Daniel Malen, you know, in fact, twice hit the woodwork that could have given Dortmund even a more lopsided victory in this past match. But when it comes to Erling Haaland, Erling Haaland's not the only one that returned. Gio Reyna, you know, returned as well. But Haaland on the pitch, I think, changes the defensive scheme. Another side will approach a match. And then Erling Haaland, you know, is looking to make his transfer qualified and justified. He's going to have to pick up the pace a little bit. He's not even second in scoring right now, you know, in the Bundesliga. You know, so he has that to make up. And Dortmund obviously only have 1 title to chase right now. Erling Haaland, if any reports are true, you know, he will depart this summer if a club makes it happen. So I'm sure he's going to want the numbers to back that up, to keep the hype at where it is right now. It's at an all-time high. So, of course, Erling Haaland could disrupt the standings, but it comes down to his health.
What else stood out for you this past match day, Chris?
Well, Leipzig netted 6 past the Bundesliga bottom side, Greuther Fürth. Everyone's been beating up Greuther Fürth this season. But Christopher Nkunku had a foot in 3 goals, as did Emil Forsberg. You know, Nkunku is a player I've been speaking about a lot. He actually has been outperforming a lot of the household names in all of European football. When you look at his numbers, 26 goals in all competitions and add 12 assists. Nkunku is quite the delight in the midfield at RB Leipzig. And he did continue to have another standout performance. He's been quite the one to watch this season.
And before we let you go, Chris, just like always, what else has hit your radar this week?
Yeah, I've been talking about Erling Haaland a lot these days. Well, the Barcelona president pretty much confirmed that any deal with Erling Haaland is dead in the water. He was quoted saying, even if we had the best financial situation in the world, we all know they don't right now, that we wouldn't do some deals for the sake of the club. And I think that just pretty much confirms what the reports are, that Barcelona have removed themselves from the Erling Haaland chase that is expected to take place this summer.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington, from our partner station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.